Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Evie, who has cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hi, Evie.
Hi. Good.
How are you?
I don't know.
Tell me more.
Well, basically, I've still got problems with my neck and my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I've been on holiday for a week, and I've been in quite, like, pain with it. I don't know, I've got bad headaches as well, and I don't know whether it's coming from my neck. And also, I've had sickness and diarrhoea, but I don't think that was anything to do with... while we were away, I don't think that was anything to do with...
Where were you at?
Greece.
Okay. Is that all settled?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a 24-hour thing. It wasn't nice, though.
Everyone else all right?
Yeah, I think it was maybe something I'd ate, to be honest. I think a mixture of maybe food, hot temperatures, and just kind of a little bit upside down, I think.
No ongoing problems related to that? No fever or anything like that?
I was very, very cold, even though it was over 100. So I think I did have a bit of a temperature. I took some paracetamol, but it just came back.
How long ago was this?
That was on Wednesday.
Okay. It's fully fixed after that. So this neck and shoulder and head problem's been going on for a while.
It's gone on for ages.
How long's ages?
Months.
Months.
My accident was a year ago in February, and ever since then, really, it's kind of, it's just always there.
Okay.
I just ache with it. I just feel really lethargic and...
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, just headaches, but I just don't know whether it's connected, Dr. Burrell, because I'm constantly taking, like, paracetamol and things, and I feel as though I want to stretch. You know, when you want to stretch, like, this side and...
Sure.
Like my neck and
okay,
it's just horrible.
And your thinking is that it probably is related to the accident.
Well, I mean I don't know. It has got, put it this way, I didn't have anything like this before that.
Sure.
And I never ever came to the doctors with anything like that before that. So I don't know whether it's since that. I don't know whether that's something developing. Because I'm getting older, I don't know.
Okay. Were you hoping I'd rule anything else out?
No, I think it's just general.
You're okay on yourself otherwise?
Yeah, tired, but I think that's just...
What's going on?
Nothing, just kind of just busy life, I suppose. You know,
do you mind telling me a bit more?
Little boy.
Yeah.
Six years old.
How's he?
Well, he's 6 and a half.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he's a little boy, he's got energy and he's active.
Married life suiting you?
I'm not married. I've been with Paul a long time now, but we're still not married. Living in Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, no problems there at all. Just busy.
Yeah.
You know, I still work full time.
Yeah.
I think maybe I do need to drop a day. Possibly I've asked if I can.
Okay. What's work involved at the moment?
I inspect residential nursing homes.
Okay. And is that okay?
It's fine.
So you don't think it's linked with the stress of work?
It's not really stress of work. I mean, all of it is hard work, but I mean, I'm not stressed with him.
Period's okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
okay. Just had one.
Contraception?
Oliver sleeps in the middle of us.
fairly effective.
Honestly, he was in his own bed, you know, from being very young. Mm. And since he's had his tonsils out in February, can't get him in his bed.
Okay, do you want any help with that?
No, I kind of put him in his bed.
Okay.
But then he wakes up.
He's migrating.
2 hours later. And sometimes it's just easy. I know that's wrong, but when you've got work and things, it's easier just to say, right, just come in and go to sleep, because he goes to sleep like that.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, I end up in his bed.
You're happy to put up with that?
Probably not in the longer term. But well,
maybe deal with that another time.
I think my mum says you just need to keep putting him back.
Sure.
You know? Okay. Put him back, let him cry.
You don't think the tiredness is an emotional thing?
Oh, no.
Do we need to rule out anemia again? Because you were anemic before, weren't you?
A little bit, I think I was, yeah.
Your weight's been steady.
Yeah.
Bowel's okay at the moment.
I'm tired. Maybe it is that, actually, because I went to bed on what night, what day was it? Thursday night at 8:45, and I didn't get up until 9:30 yesterday.
Your weight's been stable?
Yeah.
No thyroid problems in the family?
No.
No, being serious about your contraception needs, are you needing anything?
No. Honestly, no, I would tell you if I did, nothing. If I did, I would just buy them if I was.
It's just not happening.
No.
Is that important to you? Is it important? Is it a problem?
Not really. So, I suppose it's natural, isn't it, for everyone to do that. But at the moment, I'm just busy.
And you would use condoms,
would
you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I want no little feet. Not at my age.
Let me know if you need any support about that. So let's have a look at your neck and your head today.
Right.
Anything else that you were hoping I would do for you?
No, that's fine.
Okay, if you stand up for me. What have you tried so far?
Well, little exercises, because I saw physio and she gave me exercises to do. But I just get pains down here.
Do you get pain anywhere else?
All down here, and pins and needles in my hand.
Okay. And that's since the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Pop your ear down to that side. That's sore, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then down the other side.
That side.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. It's this side.
And then the other one. Squeeze my fingers as tight as you can so you don't get any problems with your feet at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Arms up like that. Keep them there. Don't make me press them down. That's great. So I'm not thinking it's carpal tunnel or anything like this. It seems to be coming from your neck, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it disturbing your night's sleep as well?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want some painkillers or what were you hoping that I would do for you?
I don't... Last time you gave me, was it
amitriptyline? How did you get on with those?
It was a very low dose and it did help me sleep a little bit, if I'm honest with it, because since
I've... Did you have any problems with it at all?
No.
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 Interested in trying it again?
I think I would like to.
Yeah.
I'm taking paracetamol all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I take at least, 8 a day.
Fine. Well, this would probably be a safer way,
right.
A more effective way of dealing with it,
yeah. Okay.
Okay. And the paracetamol's relatively safe, to be honest, but if it's not being effective, then it's not helping.
It doesn't help.
Okay.
I've been taking ibuprofen as well.
And I don't think it's part of a widespread problem. I think it probably is related to... possibly to the neck injury and possibly to the to just your neck generally.
Neck. Just wear and tear.
Well, it seems to be pressing on a nerve there, doesn't it?
Right.
And it's irritating your sleep. And that's probably the most constructive thing that we can do to help.
Okay.
If you're getting worsening symptoms in terms of numbness or weakness, we need to know about that sort of thing. But I think for the time being, let's put you regularly on the amitriptyline.
Okay.
And you can take the dose that suits you. So dryness of the mouth is a side effect. So adjust it according to what gives you a decent night's sleep and relieves the pain. And you can expect that it will relieve some of the pain during the day as well. So you might not need to use so much paracetamol.
Okay.
Shall we put this on as a repeat prescription?
If you don't mind, please.
It used to be used as a treatment for depression. We're using it for sleep and for pain now, really.
Yeah.
So it's not for your mood.
No.
And I gather that your mood's not an issue, really, is it?
No.
How many should we give you at a time?
I don't know what's the dose. I think last time, was it?
I think we only gave you one at a time.
Yeah, it was very low. I think it was only one.
Half a tablet might be sufficient, to be fair. If I put it on as a repeat prescription, you can adjust the dose according to what works for you.
Need. That's great.
Don't change it too quickly, but every 3 or 4 nights, if you're still not finding enough benefit, then try and increase it. And if you're drowsy in the morning, then reduce the dose.
Okay. Grand, yeah.
And if you're not happy, let me know.
I will do.
You might prefer just to go to half a tablet, but just adjust that up and down. I've put it on as a repeat prescription. If you're not happy with the amount of relief that you're getting with your discomfort, let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else you wanted to go over?
No, that's it, thank you.
So I'm just putting you down as neck pain. Good luck.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.